Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited 2021 second quarter trading update conference call. With us today again is our CEO, Mr. Yuri Makarov, and also our interim CFO and company secretary, Mr. John Yin. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, before the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides we'll be using in this call have been uploaded, and you can download the documents from our website, www.irlcgroup.com.hk. 欢迎大家出席的康研所香港交易所编号109/2021年第二季度的营运报告电话会议。 今日出席的公司代表包括有我们的首席执行官 Mr. Yu 和我们的处理首席财务官公司秘书袁兆章先生出席的嘉宾现在是预设了聆听模式管理层正式报告完毕之后我们会有个答问环节欢迎大家用英文、国语或者广东话发问另外提醒大家今次会议正在录音的 会议使用的公告和演讲稿已经上载在我们的公司网站www.ilcgroup.com.hk 欢迎大家下载我现在有请我们的首席执行官 Michael 先生和我们主持今次会议 It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Makarov Mr. Makarov, please go ahead
Thank you, Kent And good morning, ladies and gentlemen We would like to give you an update about our operations within last quarter. We are very pleased that our production is increased, not that much, but still. We are now operating at 85% within this quarter. Our sales were a bit lower because of some restrictions of railway, but it's going better now, and we are shipping on a much higher capacity than it was over the second quarter. We are producing. We are continuing construction of the Sutara deposit. We expect it will be operational in the end of the next year. Our current production is around 80%, and we are still limited with the capacity of our mining contractor, but we have already implemented a new one which helps this company increasing their capacity, and we believe that by the end of the year situation should be gradually improved. My colleague Johnny Yuan will pass you through the financial details, but I will announce very proudly that we have done positive profit alert. The reason why we can do it is a huge increasing of the iron ore price, more than 100% within first half of this year. We have quite a healthy financial position, which once again will be described by Johnny, and we are going to make a trial shipment by the end next month, trail shipment over the railroad bridge across the Amur River, which we were waiting for quite a while. I will give you more details a bit later. We are operating normally in spite of the attempt of one of Russian authorities to stop our operations. At the end of the day, they decide that we did not deserve the interruption of operations, and they apply a sensible fine on us. Talking more about railroads, they have some. Can you hear me, Johnny? Talking about the railroad problems, they have some regular summer service on the network, which have been finished. And as I mentioned, currently they're shipping in a very good manner. We have increased shipments, and in July we will catch those what we have not shipped in June and in May. To bypass these traffic jams on the railroad, we are doing some trial shipments in the west direction in order to deliver our concentrate to our clients in China through the Zabaykalsk border crossing point. And we also continue our testing shipments to the South China clients, which we are doing through the seaport on the Pacific coast of Russia. I think that's it about our main facts, and I will be happy to answer some questions later during Q&A session. And now I would like to pass to Mr. Yuan to guide us through our financial results of this quarter. Johnny, please.
Thanks a lot. We have a presentation slide uploaded onto our website. So if you turn to page 9 of the slide, it shows our liquidity as well as cash position as of the end of the second quarter. What we have is that we have a cash balance of $67 million. But I want to highlight the fact that obviously $67 million is a very healthy cash balance when compared with our cash balance last year. And more importantly, this $67 million cash balance is arrived at after we paid $70 million to Gazprom Bank in the first half of the year, as well as $40 million payment to Petropavlovsk as guarantee fees. So essentially we pay off $30 million to the bankers as well as to Petropavlovsk, and we still got $67 million cash. Our debt at the quarter end was $194 million. So we have been repaying the Gazprom Bank loan according to schedule. But then in July, we believe that we have so much cash that we should lower our gearing as well as improve our finance cost. And so we prepaid $20 million to Gazprom Bank as an early repayment. So at this very moment, our loan due to Gazprom Bank is around $174 million. Turning to slide 10, it's a chart showing how healthy the iron ore price has been. Obviously, we all know that iron ore is probably one of the best performing commodities in the market. And today, we are looking at an iron ore price of around $230 per ton. It has just been subject to a healthy correction. It was 250-something. But 230 is still a very healthy price level. Slide 11 shows the Russian ruble's movements. Russian rubles remain weak. It's now trading at around 74 Russian rubles to $1, which is still very, very low. I mean, we used to see 65 or something like that. And when we were first listed in 2010, it was like 30. And so Russian ruble is also working in our favor. Slide 12 shows the price premium for 65% iron ore versus 62% iron ore. Obviously, as well, I need to reiterate the fact that KNS produces 65% iron ore, and so we are looking at the blue curve of the chart. The good thing is that the price premium for 65% iron ore has been increasing. So we are looking at a very, very strong premium of $30-something for this price premium, which is beneficial to us. And slide 13 is again showing the LIFO movement, because as we have just discussed, I mean, we have a loan due to Gazprom Bank, and it is based on LIFO. And LIFO has been very low. It's literally close to zero. As of today, the LIFO rate is somewhere around 0.18 or 0.13, and so the low LIBOR is helping our finance costs. So with all that, we had made a positive profit alert in early June. Our first 4 months of profit is somewhere around $66 million. I will be able to give you more update about our second quarter or our half year results by the end of August, when we release our first half financial results. So stay tuned for that. For the time, Yura, let me hand the call back to you, and you can talk about the competitive advantages of ILC and obviously the exciting news about the bridge.
Thank you. Thank you once again. It's a usual slide for our presentations, but for those our potential investors who have not seen it, I would like to underline that we are only one iron ore producing company on the far east of Russia. We are enjoying good price level, and our currency, which we are operating, is Russian ruble, which is also favorable for the production because of gradual depression for the support of the industry in the country. As our CFO mentioned, our LIBOR is decreasing, which also helps us to save money on the financial costs, not saving that we have done repayment, which also decreasing amount of money we are paying for the interest. But the most interesting now is the Amur Bridge, which will help us to deliver our production to our clients in the northeast of China in even more favorable way. Talking more about the bridge, you can see on the slide, which one is bridge number 22, that construction of bridge is almost finished, and we have an invitation from the Russian Railroad to do test shipment over the bridge on 26 or 29 of August. Can't remember exact date now. This shows that they are already in the process of the commissioning of this this construction. They expect, according to the informal information from them, that by the end of the year, bridge will start, or early next year, bridge will start to operate in a normal, regular way. But even this trial shipment is very, very interesting for us, because it will show us that we can start to bypass those traffic jams which I mentioned previously, and we hope that we will avoid same problems in future. You can see on one of the pictures the connection of the rails from both Chinese and Russian side, which was kind of a very important event on the construction side. I think that's it from my side and from the side of IRC, and we probably can switch to the Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now poll for a question. If you'd like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Our first question comes from Alex from UAE. Thank you.
Yeah, hi, good morning or good afternoon. Thank you for your presentation. I've got like two questions. The first one is on the guarantee payment. It seems that the guarantee payment in the second quarter was actually higher than it paid for the full year in 2020 and 2019. So, and probably implied yield is more than 20%. Maybe you can explain what the reason for such high payments to Petropavlovsk. And the second question is related to your like, former press release in early June, stating the net cash at the end of May. So it seems that you generated negative free cash flow in June. So maybe you can also explain the reason for this, even take into consideration relatively high payment to Petropavlovsk, given the fact that iron ore volumes were pretty okay and iron ore prices were extremely high at that point of time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
John, please explain that.
Allow me, I can take those questions. Thank you. The first question talks about guarantee fee payments. As you rightly pointed out, we repaid a larger sum in 2021. Now, that is because of the fact that when we first have this guarantee fee arrangement with Petropavlovsk, Petropavlovsk has kindly allowed us to defer the payments. Because obviously, as you know, in the past 1 or 2 years, our cash position wasn't really that strong, and Petropavlovsk allowed us to delay the payment until the time when we have the ability to pay. So the ability to pay is now. So that's why in 2021, we are catching up with the payment. We are paying what we have accrued in the past. And so, as you rightly point out, yes, we are paying more, but we are just paying what we owed them in the past. We are now on track. We have now paid them all the outstanding amount due in the past, and going forward, it will just be a monthly normal payment. So that answers your first question. And the second question talks about cash balance. As you rightly pointed out, I think our cash balance, when you're comparing with the May one as well as the June one, there's a slight decrease. But basically, the main issue is because of the fact that we didn't make the payment, the second installment payment to Gazprom Bank. Because this Gazprom Bank repayment is being repaid on a quarterly basis, i.e. March, June, September, and December. And so we have to make that June payment, which is around 9 million. And so, you know, and obviously there are some other working capital movements here and there. So you might see a slight drop in cash balance when you look at the May closing cash balance and the June closing cash balance. I hope this answers your question.
Yeah, all right. But I was referring to the net debt. So net debt at the end of May was 124 million, while net debt at the end of June was 127 million. So even taking into consideration like payment to Petropavlovsk, it means that then free cash flow is probably negative.
A net debt. Net debt is you're looking also at the cash balance, right? So when you talk about net debt, it's cash minus the loan, and obviously, okay, fair enough, forget that, but there's also come working capital movement in the during the period as well. So it's difficult to do a cash flow comparison on a month by month basis.
All right, and maybe you can provide some comments on CapEx as well for this year.
We don't have any particular guidance on that, but I think most of the CapEx we spent this year will be on Sutara.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sorry, just maybe I can address also an issue with the potential change in the controlling shareholder. So maybe you can also elaborate a little bit on this.
Right. Let me answer this question and you can supplement that anything.
Yes,
to Thompson. I guess you're referring to the announcement that we made in respect of Stockton. We don't have any update since we made the announcement. in late May. So I guess the ball is now on the court of investors as well as in pork, because as announced in the announcement, the deal is subject to the release of the guarantee from Gazprom Bank, as well as either we get a fairness opinion from the board directors of Pork, or the bondholders of Pork of Petropavlovsk approve the transaction. So basically, the board is now on the court of Petropavlovsk as well as the investors. So I don't have any update at the moment. But if there's any, obviously we will make the announcement.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Should you have any question, please press star one. Thank you. Our next question comes from Mr. Leung.
我想問關於那個Sutawa那個礦場開發那個成本，即是現在沒有收入的，與頭期的開採的經營開支是大約是多少？
So 梁先生，多謝，我將個問題轉述先啊。 The question talks about Sutara, and Mr. Leung would like to know what the expected capex will be. So, I think you can take this question, but I think at this moment we don't have a specific guidelines issued for the market yet. We understand that the Sutara development will be fully self-funded, and we are very confident that we can fund that. Yura, I mean, if you have anything to supplement, please let me know.
No, you're absolutely right. I agree with you. On Sutara, we will need only to build Krasnyan screening site, power line to this site, and some infrastructure like offices, dormitories, and so on. So,
yeah.
Comparing to the main processing plant, it's quite a tiny installation.
Understood. Let me translate that. 梁先生，其實我哋 Sutara， 因為其實咧嗰個發展嘅模式咧，即係我哋都要諗下有咩最佳嘅發展方式。咁所以咧，其實我哋個數字實際嗰個數字，我哋就未係一個好準確嘅數字。咁所以我哋就唔想話即係誤導大家啦。咁但係其實我哋 CEO 咧都講得好清楚，其實咧 Sutara 呢個礦場咧，其實咧就要起嘅實在唔需要太多，因為其實佢都係一個同我哋 Kim Khan 嗰邊嗰個礦場好相近。咁但係我哋 Sutara 嗰邊咧，我哋做乜咧？其實可能我哋要做一啲question screening， 即係一啲初步採礦嘅一啲設施啦，咁同埋要搭一啲電線過去啦，咁同埋設一啲好簡單嘅少少嘅 office 喺嗰邊咁樣嘅啫，咁所以其實嗰個投入嘅資本就唔會太多嘅啫，咁我哋到時就會有更加詳細嘅發展計劃嘅時候，我哋可以再同大家去解釋嘅。仲有一樣嘢咧，就關於嗰個。
嗰個對沖嗰個期貨啊，你而家講係出年一出年二二年頭一季嘅係要買 put， 就冇對沖呢個，即係冇話上，即係買咗 put 俾一筆錢，買咗嗰個二成，就係嗰個期權金就定咗呢個價，就唔使話要封頂冇封頂咁樣係咪啊？冇錯。即係俾咗出去 即係買咗二成啦，冇錯，定係買單邊係咪？買單邊係啊，冇錯啊，梁生。
OK， 我都譯翻條個問題做英文先，因為可能大家有其他嘅聽眾係英文嘅。The question comes, the second question from Mr. Leung is about hedging. Mr. Leung noticed in the trading update that we have entered into further hedging transactions in the quarter one of 2022. We have bought some puts. And Mr. Leung would like to know what the nature of the put is. So Yura, let me answer that question. We buy put, so basically we protected the downside risk, but then the upside, there's low cap on the upside. So if the iron ore price is high, is as high as we can. We can enjoy the high iron price as much as we can. So there's low downside risk, but obviously there will be an initial payment to buy that put. But we believe that that is the best way to protect the company. So that's why we did it. We did the put. So,
你講得非常之正確，其實就係咁啊。我哋嗰個put option咧，其實就係封咗底，咁就封咗底啊，$100，咁啊頂咧就冇封嘅，咁就因為其實封咗頂，升到幾多我哋都可以賺到咁樣咯。
我知啊，即係過去嗰兩年咧，輸期權咧輸得好多啊，即係你賺都賺唔到咁多錢，反而咧差不多即係冇辦法啦，因為你當其時係冇錢咧。 就係驚住話，即係冇開到困出嚟咧，賣唔到咁多錢，就支付唔到呢個銀行還款還息啦。但係而家你手頭咁多現金，就唔應該做即係做翻過去嗰陣時嘅期權嘅對沖咯。因為而家你買少少下方嘅咧係啱嘅，但係你又唔封頂咩？即係沽呢班個 call 俾人咧。 年年都輸咁多咧，就冇意思咯。你明我意思未啊？明啊，明啊。啊，我又將呢句譯翻做英文先。啊，Mr.
Lam believes that you know, he basically supportive that we should buy put rather than zero cost collar because zero cost collar has a cap, and you know that cap is actually giving us quite a bit of a hedging loss in the past years. So Mr. Lam believes that you know we should be very cautious and not to have a cap. And exactly that's what we are doing.
梁生係啊，我同意啊。其實我哋其實之前咧，我哋嗰啲叫做點叫咧？中文係即係我哋係有封頂，亦都有封底嘅。之前嗰個我哋嗰個對沖。係啊。
咁但係呢個最好冇最好處就係唔使錢。咁但係咧，而家我哋買封底呢個就無限頂呢個咧，冇封頂呢個咧，其實就俾錢嘅。 咁要買翻嚟嘅，咁所以當時我哋嗰時咧，以往咧就因為我哋現金流比較緊啦，咁所以就要揾啲冇唔需要俾錢嘅對沖嘅策略咧，咁所以就我哋叫有封頂有封底，但係又唔使俾錢嘅。咁但係而家我哋現金流比較鬆動啲啦，咁我哋就可以用一啲只係封底冇封頂嘅對沖計劃去做咯。咁你講得啱啊，我哋而家都係做緊呢樣嘢嘅。
啱啊，係我即係因為過去嗰兩年做得即係。 即係波咁大咧，輸嘅機會好高啊！你輸得即係賺都賺唔到咁多啊！你手上半年調翻轉頭過去嗰半年，你而家暫時嚟講對沖俾咗幾多錢期權金？你哋都知道噶嘛？即係跌都係輸噶嘛，唔係贏噶嘛。但我唔敢講話唔封頂唔封底。 封底係保障自己嗰個有能力還款啦，有現金流啊。但係問題你唔封頂咧，就係抵咯，輸無限啊。係嘅，係嘅。
So Mr. Long again reiterate that you know we shouldn't have a cap in the hedging policy and explain that you know the having a cap is It's one way of the hedge because it's a zero cost collar, so we don't need to pay. The downside of buying put is that, you know, obviously there's the initial payment to put. And so that's why we had this zero cost collar in the past. 梁生是有明白，不過其實我哋可以咁睇嘅，因為其實之前如果係我哋輸 hedging 嘅，其實咧。
即係輸咗中嘅，其實咧個現貨市場我哋都賺咗嘅，因為佢個鐵甲真係高。我知呢啲我當然知啦，但係問題調翻轉頭，你如果你唔對沖嘅話，呢兩年差不多幾千萬嘅喎，你知道冇啊？係啊，即係幾千萬美金喎，輸咗係咪啊？
冇錯，冇錯，冇錯。
係根本就係舊年嚟講已經輸咗好硬㗎啦，今年我睇上半年都係輸㗎，大概。
舊年好咗啦，舊年少咗好多啦。
舊年輸咗好硬㗎嘛，舊年係輸少啲，今年都輸㗎嘛，冇贏嘅，我亦都唔想贏，贏你只不過俾贏
咗就真
係
跌大價㗎啦，係啊，冇錯冇錯。
係啊，我唔想贏，但係問題我付出少少買底包底，夠我營運保障我有錢即係温落去即係啲貨，咁就
OK 啦，唔需要同人哋倒埋個上邊嗰邊啊嘛。
Yeah.
OK。
好的，明白。
OK， 拜拜。
唔該曬。
Ladies and gentlemen, should you have any question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Ken, would you like to wrap up the call? Thank you.
Thank you. So, thank you. 多謝大家出席今次的電話會議啦。咁如果日後有咩問題，咁隨時同可以同我聯絡。咁我哋嘅官網係 www.ilcgroup.com.hk 嘅。咁thanks for coming to joining our conference call today. We appreciate your time. If anyone has any question, please feel free to contact us at www.ilcgroup.com.hk. Thank you and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes your conference. Thank you.